copies of the Declaration of Results form that were used to capture those results, the source documents. So when that transmission is done, then a team at the National Tally Center will be comparing the images of the Declaration of Results forms that will have been transmitted to the National Tally Center to find out whether they are the results that have been captured therein are the accurate ones, and then progressive reports of how the performance of the candidates will be communicated to the country and to the world. I think there is something that I talked about biometric voter verification equipment. That those kits, actually the training also started today for the people to have hands-on experience, and they will also be dispatched in due course. They are finalizing to cross-check that the kits that are going into the field are those that are fit for the purpose. And in the past, people were complaining that some of these devices would get problems in the field.
Exactly, that's what I was going to ask, because technology is advancing.
Yeah, technology is advancing.
Some of those new developments for the 2026 polling period.
I think to avert that, the Commission, in consultation with stakeholders, deemed it prudent to have two devices at a polling station. So if one fails, there is another one. In the past, we used to have the spare devices at a sub-county level. So that if a device failed, but you may find some sub-counties may be distant. So to avoid that, transport. So we thought it wise to have two devices at a polling session, so that if one fails, then the second one really should work. And if the two fail, that's when now reference will be made to the to the other repository at the sub-county level. Then, of course, one will say we do not have power at the polling stations. Some of our polling stations are under trees in the open ground, so these devices are not connected to any electricity grid. They are battery powered, and each of these two devices is being accompanied with a power bank for charging it. So it is going to be ensured that the power bank is full, so that in case the battery runs down, the power bank. And for those who will be operating, my observation of these kits is that they charge faster when they are on. So if one notices that the power is running down, just connect it to the device while you are working, and it will power. Our experience actually was that when you turned it off, it was very slow to charge. So that's really good, because you can still use the power up to, it avoids power running out while one is working.
What's the duration of that machine?
If it's
how long can it fully charge, it should run
continuously for about 15 hours.
Okay.
Now, our polling time is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. But of course, you may find, supposing in transit, a device switches itself on, right? You may find that power may have run down. Even when the battery may be coming from a factory, the battery life may differ from one device to another. So you may find that by the time they charge and reaches the polling station, it may not necessarily be 100% full. That's why we have the power bank to help to boost. So if it runs for about 15 hours, then without even the intervention of a power bank, we should have no problem with power when we're operating, we're running our operations on polling day.
Okay. It is the late date, and as you know, we're supposed to vote. If you are a citizen of this country, you have a national ID, like guest said, your vote counts. We're literally looking at the polling exercise for the 2025-2026 general elections, and we shall be right back after this.